we're now talking about institutions and trust. Last year, we watched voters thumb their noses at mainstream politics and the elite, culminating in the inauguration of political outsider Donald Trump as the President of the United States over the weekend. It's perhaps no surprise, then, that an annual survey has found trust in major institutions is evaporating rapidly around the world. And while we haven't quite elected our own Donald Trump, the research reveals that Australians have lost faith in politics, media, and business. Sydney Morning Herald reporter Michael Koziol has been following the story and joins us now to speak about it. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
Oh, no worries.
So, Michael, why does Australia have such a high rate of distrust in major institutions?
Well, look, you know, that's the question that I guess we've got to ask. There's no answers to that particular to the why question in this survey. But what it seems to be telling us is that particularly over this past year, as I said, they do this survey every year, and particularly this year, Australians' trust in all sorts of major institutions, the media, government, business, chief executives, and even non-government organisations like charities, our trust in all of them has kind of collapsed through the floor. Media in particular, I think we was down about 8 points to 32. This is out of 100, and just 1 point above the Russians' trust in their media. So, I mean, that's pretty worrying stuff. Especially if you happen to work in one of those.
It was a little bit worrying for us here.
Like me and you. Yeah. As to why that's the case, I mean, look, I spoke to, when I was researching the story, I spoke to Hugh Mackay, a sort of well-respected, long-time social researcher here in Australia. And, his explanation for it was basically, there are a lot of good reasons why our trust is collapsing. There have been a lot of high-profile scandals in major institutions. The expenses scandal that kind of crops up every year in politics about politicians' travel expenses, sexual abuse in the church, trade union corruption. These have all been major ongoing story arcs in recent Australian history, very high-profile. And basically, Hugh Mackay says, you know, look, that's going to take a toll on people's trust in your major institutions.
And does it seem like a process of attrition in a lot of ways, in terms of just people getting sort of besieged on all sides by these stories of misdoings and wrongdoings and lies, et cetera, so they just kind of withdraw from it, or?
Yeah, they turn away or they get angry and they turn on what they see as the elite and the establishment. And as you alluded to earlier, that's probably what you're seeing in decisions like Brexit and the election of Donald Trump. People decide they can't trust the establishment. They decide that they're going to give the anti-establishment a go. And that's Donald Trump to a T.
Now, with you compared us to saying that our trust in the media is just above Russia's. Are there any countries in the world where people actually are still quite, you know, in tune with their government or with their media?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. You look at these various indicators, and our neighbours Indonesia actually saw quite a lot of uptick in trust in major institutions and is significantly higher base level of trust. China as well, funnily enough, on a couple of those indicators, trust has been increasing. It is very much a Western world phenomenon, although that's not to say that there are trust has been declining in some non-Western countries as well, but it's very pronounced in the Western world, and our trust in major institutions at the moment in other countries like the UK and Canada in particular. Canada saw some huge falls in trust in this year's Edelman survey, so it's very much pronounced in the Western world, and you're still seeing quite high levels of trust in countries like China and Indonesia, where I suppose criticism of the media and those big public institutions is not so culturally welcomed.
And with the world being very irrevocably linked in a way with social media and the internet, are we likely to see any reverse in this trend? Are we likely to see people coming back into faith in the future? What might be required for that?
Well, that's an interesting point. I guess how low can it go is one worrying question. Again, talking to Hugh Mackay, who's looked at this stuff over many decades, he was sort of hopeful. I mean, he was very negative about the trust ratings. He says it's a big problem, but you know, one of the positives that may come out of it is that, you know, institutions are going to have to change. We're seeing some awareness from the major political parties here in Australia that they're going to need to tackle the rise of populism in one nation. You're seeing perhaps through the Royal Commission into child abuse, institutional child abuse, you're seeing some recognition from the churches that they're going to have to confront that ugly chunk of their history. And so his point was really that, well, you know, from the ashes perhaps rises some sort of phoenix if institutions take this as a wake-up call and decide to change. But, you know, I mean, that's very much an unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, media too. Look, we're in a huge period of flux at the moment. We don't know where newspapers are going to be soon. But, you know, television is its own kettle of fish. So it's a very strange but exciting time of change. And, you know, I couldn't pretend to know the answer as to whether we'll regain our trust. But I think some of the big institutions are certainly going to have to try.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
No worries. Thanks.
That was Michael Koziol, a Sydney Morning Herald reporter who's been investigating trust in major institutions such as politics, media, and business, and how in Australia we have an extremely low amount of trust in our media outlets, which may be a little bit worrying if you're listening to us right now. Hopefully you think we here on 2SER do a pretty balanced job of covering the facts and things like that. If you want to send any thoughts on that to us, you can tweet us at 2SER, or you can visit 2SER.com/thedaily to listen back to this and send us your thoughts through the links there as well. The time is